I am speaking with Al Jones, who covers business for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. This week, MLive Kalamazoo has been taking a look at people living in downtown Kalamazoo. Al, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Gordon.
So what's the trend here in terms of people moving into downtown? Are we seeing, could it be called an explosion of people who want to live down there?
Ooh, I don't know if you could call it an explosion. The people over at Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated, in particular Rob Peterson, who's their person involved with business retention and growth, talks about how many years it has actually taken them to get it to the point where it is now. He talks about it being a 5 or 10 year growth plan that they've been working on and chipping at for a good little while now, helping developers find ways to make reconditioning space more cost effective, and talking to people who would be considered stakeholders there to see what they need, talking people who are already property owners into developing the space that's above the shop that they already own, that kind of thing. So it's kind of like one of those people who was an overnight success as a singer. You didn't see that they worked the chicken circuit for many years before it actually started booming.
Why did Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated believe that residential development was a key part of the downtown plan, the long-term plans for downtown Kalamazoo?
I think their vision for the downtown is an overall community, and part of that community has to include people living there. Businesses feed off of people who live nearby. The convenience of having businesses live nearby is something that attracts residents. It's sort of a chicken and an egg kind of a thing. And I know we've talked about this before. You're not sure what you need first. There have been some businesses who have told us that, you know, we were really dependent on having residents down here. Kip Plew, the owner of Irving's Market, for instance, is mentioned in one of the stories that we did in this three-part series, or this three-day series, explaining that he got his business going a bit earlier than the residential that was being developed in the same little area that he was in. He's in the Kalamazoo City Center. And Irving's Market, for folks who have been there, is sort of a wonderful, eclectic, little, big city kind of a deli. It is in the old Gilmore's building, and the Meyer C. Weiner Company was renovating that space. In doing that, they put in 22 luxury apartments / condos, but those weren't ready when he was got his business up and going, and he had to wait a year and a half for that to happen. During that time, he suffered, I know, for a while waiting for that to happen. But with it, he knew he could realize, you know, some success in business.
So a place like Irving's needs people to move downtown in order to make their business a go. At the same time, does downtown Kalamazoo need places like Irving's, a place that someone can go and pick up a bag full of groceries in order to make it a place that people consider livable?
Yeah, I think so. I think people have been telling us that over the last few days, that they go to get their, where they go to get their groceries, where they go to get their sundries. They like the idea that there's now a new pharmacy right there on the mall. It's the OptiMed Specialty Pharmacy. It does a number of things, but right at the base level, you can go and you can buy a toothbrush, you can get some Dramamine, you could get Band-Aids and the things that you need. And you didn't have that since Walgreens had moved out of the downtown many years ago. We also now understand that Walgreens is going to put in one of its stores right where the old Burger King used to be, near the confluence of Stadium Drive and West Michigan and all that. It's been a while since that was there. But looks like Walgreens, you're going to probably have more Walgreens than McDonald's pretty soon. So that'll give people a drive-through kind of an option, and it'll help the downtown. But yeah, you do need businesses like that. You do need businesses that allow you to live and work and play and do all the things that you would do if you were in, say, a more suburban setting.
Is there anything that we can say demographically, in general, about the people who are looking to move downtown or who have moved there in recent years?
Well, right now it seems to be the empty nesters, people who have always had a house, their kids grew up, and they decided they didn't need all that space. They didn't need to cut the grass or, you know, shovel the walk. And younger people who are under 40 who want more mobility. We were trying to discern what has inspired the growth or where's the growth coming from. And the only things that we've really discerned are that there are companies, they are hiring, and when some of the when they pull in some of these people from out of town, they like the little mix that goes on downtown. They like a little urban setting. They like a little hustle and bustle. I have friends who visit me here from the East Coast, and they have trouble telling what the downtown is. They have trouble telling where the boundary is between Kalamazoo and Portage because none of it is very big. So a downtown like Kalamazoo gives them an opportunity to be in a little hustle and bustle and still have walking proximity to theater and to arts and to the many festivals that happen downtown and to just people in general. So
is there maybe a desire? I just spent a weekend in Chicago and had a great time. Is there a desire by some people in Kalamazoo to, in some way, and maybe a very smaller scale, replicate that sort of urban setting that you might get in a larger town? Because you can certainly live within the city limits of Kalamazoo and feel that you're in a very suburban setting. Are people who are moving downtown maybe looking for a little more of the urban feel that you would get in a larger town?
I think so, but I also think there's kind of surprise at the idea of, like, here's the second stage of living. For those people that are older who are moving downtown, they go like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I can call the landlord to have the wall fixed. Plus, I don't have to actually drive my car to go everywhere I need to go. And the convenience of that is mammoth for some people. As far as wanting it to be a little more like Chicago, I'm not sure. We've talked to some people, and one of the questions I've asked them is, where did you live before? Were you always from this kind of setting, or were you from someplace else? And almost everybody that I've talked to downtown has lived someplace else before, San Francisco or Chicago, or came in from Atlanta, or places like that. So they do have some feel for the big city, and they kind of like it. But on a smaller scale, it stops them from needing to travel 45 minutes to get everywhere they need to go, as you have to do in Chicago. I mean, Chicago is wonderful. Detroit is wonderful. A lot of the big cities are wonderful. But if you've lived there for any length of time, for all of the fun things there are to do, once you get home from work, you have to figure out, do I want to fight 5,000 people in 45 minutes to get to go to see, you know, Lady Antebellum or Jay-Z or whoever else it is I want to see? And a lot of times you go like, yeah, I think I'll just kick back at home. So
if someone's looking to move into downtown Kalamazoo right now, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market?
It is a seller's market right now. Most of what has become residential downtown over the last 10 years has been properties above merchants and retailers and those types of things, converted space. And a lot of that is luxury loft space because the developers say they need to be able to sell those spaces at a certain monthly leasing rate in order to recoup their costs. So you have that. The only really big places you have downtown that have been there for a while is the Sky Rise, which has maybe 305 or so units. And you have the Marlboro condominiums. It has about 35. What's being developed down there now has great promise, but it's not keeping pace so far with the demand. You have people who are developing properties at a clip of maybe 6 to 10 at a time. So that hasn't kept pace with what appears to be the demand for people who want to come in and just get going.
So is there a new center of growth where residential properties may start cropping up soon?
I don't know. The one that keeps coming up is the River's Edge neighborhood there as you sort of headed east, northeast in the downtown. It has the benefit of having the People's Food Co-op new there on Harrison Street to the immediate west of it, and McKenzie's Bakery, which gives a nicer look. One of the groups of people that we featured in this series were the folks from the Life Story Network. That'd be Jerry Hardy and John Durham and Herb Ayers. Mr. Ayers and Mr. Durham would probably be known for their years working in the funeral industry with the Life Story Network. In their building, they have three or four businesses, one of them being the Life Story Network. And the property that they have redeveloped there was the Smart Shop Metal collection that had been there, which was pretty tony and pretty kind of big city in and of itself. But they've renovated that into a place for business and for residential. And they have an idea of duplicating that again immediately to the south of where they are now, which would create another 6 to 8 residential spots there. But all of that is right by the River's Edge neighborhood, which also will get Tim Surprise and his Arcadia Brewing Company if plans keep going the way they are. And it gives some acreage to allow people to get some nice housing built if there's a mind to do it. We have a story in today in which Kalamazoo County Treasurer, or today being Thursday, Kalamazoo County Treasurer Mary Balcoma was talking about getting that rolling with public sector help, trying to get a little bit of affordable housing, that being a housing that people below the poverty level would be able to afford in, say, the $200,000 range with the help of HUD loans and those kinds of things. And figuring that the public sector, just getting that rolling, would inspire people in the private sector to bring in housing of all kinds for people of all income levels. So it will be interesting to see what goes on there. Then in the surrounding communities, you have Vine, and you have the Near North Side, and you have Stewart Avenue, and there are opportunities there because you have some older housing there that could be renovated, resold, rebuilt, however you wanted to do it. But I think this gives everything sort of a nice inspiration to grow all the surrounding communities.
One of the things I know that was tackled by Emily Monticelli in this series was the question of safety. Do people generally feel safe when they're downtown?
The people who live there say yes, but all of them can give you a story of something that happened to them one time. The panhandler walked up to them or something. They had a person who approached them that seemed a little suspicious. But far and away, they say, hey, it's safe. My experience in Kalamazoo has been that every maybe 5-10 years, something happens. Somebody will be mugged, or somebody will, their purse will be snatched or something like that. And that lingers for a long time. I don't know why. It happens every place else. At the mall, there's, you know, shoplifting and people breaking into cars and things like that. Not that it's not safe at the mall. It is safe at the mall. And we all sort of agree to that. But it somehow is amplified when it happens downtown. And I'm not sure quite why that is. The last thing I remember happening downtown that sort of got people's attention along those lines was right when the Rave Cinemaplex opened. And there was a strong police presence there. I mean, it seemed like a police officer every few feet. I don't know if they just wanted to see the movies or whether they, you know, were assigned to be there. But that was another situation where it was a mini mugging. I think a purse got snatched and it got a lot of people's attention. But far and away, there hasn't been too much in the way of heinous crime. And the crime stats that Emily reported indicated that, you know, major crimes like rapes, robberies, and the like were down in the downtown over the last several years. So that's you know, it shouldn't be a major concern. We also heard a little bit from the people at DKI that they have a strategy for tackling safety in the downtown. And, you know, they can be consulted on that. And it's always a work in progress.
So based on everything that you had a chance to look into, the people that you had a chance to talk to regarding downtown Kalamazoo, do you think that the picture we get is that this is a healthy, vibrant downtown, and that is why there has been this increase in demand to live there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, since the Great Recession back in 2008, if you've driven anywhere in Michigan, you got to figure, where would I like to live? And if you've driven around and you've seen what the economy has wrought in a lot of towns, and the Pontiacs and the Flints and the Bay Cities and even the Jacksons, Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids have been good places to be. And we still had construction going on when other people, it was almost like deconstruction. So, I mean, it's been obvious that it's been vibrant. And it's been weird when you go down on the first Friday of any month and you have the Art Hop, you got people walking everywhere. We still have the festivals. We have all kinds of stuff that's enviable. And people still want to be downtown. We have some major events that continue to be down here. The thing that is most noticeable, though, is sort of the community that you see when you go downtown. There's business people moving around. There's people moving around for entertainment. I am still amazed sometimes when I go, when my wife and I get a chance to escape We try to escape for, say, an hour to go have a drink somewhere, and we go in a restaurant on a Monday or Tuesday night, and it's full. You're like, good God. We were in Manja Manja last week, and I'm going, this place is full. What happened here? And you'll see business people. You'll see obvious business people maybe who are visiting in town for Zoetis, which is the animal health spinoff from Pfizer. You'll see some Pfizer people, maybe somebody from Eaton, Stryker, or whatever. You'll see a cluster of people that you can kind of tell look like they're sort of on an expense account, but there may be 10 of them, and they'll all be taking up table space. And you'll see other people who look like regulars, and you'll see older people and families and the like. So I've been impressed with it. It just is a nice community feel, which I think perception helps a lot in terms of attracting people to places.
Okay. Anything else you'd like us to know about the series in downtown Kalamazoo?
Please do chime in. We do a thing at MLive. Every so often we do what we call a live chat where people can get on their laptops and you log into to MLive and it allows you to comment on anything you want. For so many years when we were just a print product, you didn't get a chance to do that. You could call in, you can yell at us, and you can still do that, and we appreciate that too. But our online component allows you to actually say what you want to say. We have a poll that we started off on Tuesday, the first day of the three-day series, that asked what would it take for you to live downtown. And I haven't looked at the numbers for that today, but I'm hoping a lot of people chimed in on that because, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing to do. It's kind of fun to let your voice be heard. And hopefully our downtown will continue to be vibrant.
Hal Jones, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.